I've been in touch with heaps of people over the last number of years that are, you know, they're not on the figures. You know, they're not homeless, as they're not living on the street, or they're not in homeless accommodation, but they just don't have anywhere to live. You know, they can't afford the rents. They can't get on the council housing list, and just they're sort of stuck in sort of no man's land, like, you know, really. And this has been on for years and years. You know, it's getting worse and worse as time goes on, and unfortunately the government haven't done anything about it, like, you know.
And you've hit out at the government too, Councillor Brogan, in the sense that these figures were released when the government are on quite an extensive Christmas break.
Yeah, well, you know, we're waiting for a new government to be formed. Like, you know, we all know who's going to be in it. You know, the group of independents are going to be in government along with, you know, Paul and Fine Gael. That's clear to everybody. It's been clear since the day of the election. You know, 5 weeks later now, we're still waiting on them. They're basically horse-trading now to see whether they get jockeying for positions, like, you know, to see what positions they'd get, you know, to for themselves, you know. And, you know, meanwhile, we have 15,000 or just... the figures released said there was 15,000 people, but, you know, we know there's far more than that, like, you know, and the figures said too, there's over 4,500 children, like, you know, so it's disgraceful, really, like, you know, that, well, this is all going on, the government are jockeying for position, like, you know, and sort of looking after themselves, well, we don't have a government at the minute, like, you know, so they need to get their act together, you know, and, you know, just do the deal, get them to go back in the government and start fixing things, you know.
And you yourself have received calls from people who are in quite a desperate situation.
Yeah, I get calls every week. You know, and this has been going on for the last couple of years. You know, even before I became a councillor, I kind of working in Tom Sprinkle's office. You know, we get calls every week. You know, from people that are in this position. You know, they've nowhere to live. You know, they may not be on the figure. They're not homeless. They're not on the street. But they're sofa surfing or living with their aunts or uncles or, you know, parents or grannies or something, like, you know. And it's time we started facing up to this problem and fixing it, you know.